Page 137, Activity 6, Taking Notes, Part 2.
Now, moving on. The third area I want to look at is eating customs. I don't mean the foods that people like to eat in different countries, but rather some of the behaviors that are connected with eating. One of these is the use of utensils. You probably know that people in many Asian cultures use chopsticks. Well, in the West, they usually use forks, knives, and spoons. Or, for example, in parts of India, and in traditional Arab families too, it's customary to eat with your fingers or to use a piece of bread to scoop up food. Another example is that in some cultures, eating everything on your plate is impolite. In Egypt, for example, you should leave some food in your dish at the end of the meal in order to show that your hosts were generous and gave you more than enough to eat. However, people from Bolivia in South America expect visitors to eat everything on their plates. And Americans also think a clean plate means you were satisfied with the food. Finally, the last area of behavior that I want to mention today is gift giving. The rules of gift giving can be very complicated, and it can be embarrassing if you don't know them. For example, in the United States, if you're invited to someone's home for dinner, you can bring wine or flowers or a small gift from your country. But Americans generally don't give gifts in business situations. On the other hand, the Japanese, like many other people in Asia, give gifts often, especially if they want to thank someone, like a teacher or a doctor, for their kindness. In Japan, the tradition of gift-giving is very ancient, and there are detailed rules for everything from the color of the wrapping paper to the time of the gift presentation. Another interesting fact about gift-giving is that many cultures have strict rules about gifts you should not give. For example, never give yellow flowers to people from Iran, or they'll think you hate them. So to conclude, I hope all these examples will help you to understand my main point today, which is that each culture has its own unique rules for social behavior. We should never assume that our way of doing things is the only way or the best way. Learning about other people's customs is part of being good international citizens.